由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Today we're going to begin a short series of messages on the temptations of Christ.
今天我们即将要开始一个比较短的系列信息，个名叫做《基督受试探》。
And I want to begin by reminding you of something very important.
首先，我想提醒你一啲好重要嘅事。
That we believers are forever in a state of spiritual warfare.
作为基督教嘅信徒，我哋每一个人都系永远处喺一个属灵征战嘅状态里面。
And in the arena of spiritual warfare, there are only two types of people.
并且喺属灵征战嘅呢个竞技场里面，只有两种人。
There are victors and there are victims.
就是胜利者和牺牲品。
There is no neutral ground in the spiritual battle.
在属灵的战争里面是没有中立的。
There is no truce to be declared in the spiritual battle.
在属灵的争战里面也都不能够宣布休战的。
There is no peace treaty to be signed with the devil.
你亦都唔可以同魔鬼去签订和平嘅条约。
You are either a victim or a victor.
你一系就系赢嘅啫，一系就系牺牲品噶啦。
And as the spiritual battle intensifies, so does the heat of the battle.
并且随住属灵征战嘅升级，战斗亦都会更加激烈啊。
You had better learn to be a victor, or else you'll be a victim.
所以你最好就会学会成为一个胜利者，否则你最终只会成为牺牲品嘅啫。
Why do I say this?
点解我要咁样讲呢
？Because there is no escape from the spiritual war.
因为冇人能够逃避属灵嘅征战。
And here's the good news.
但系有一个好消息。
When Jesus confronted Satan in the wilderness, he won the victory over him.
耶稣曾经在旷野对抗撒旦，但是耶稣赢了他。
And Jesus' victory over Satan assures us that we too can be victorious.
耶稣赢了撒旦，就确保我们也都赢撒旦。
Immediately after Jesus' baptism, the Bible said that Jesus was tempted by the devil.
在圣经里面，耶稣曾经受洗了，他受洗之后呢，就立刻受到魔鬼的试探。
Listen to the word of God from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11.
请你去聆听马太福音的第四章，是记载在新约的圣经的应该最早的几版的了。马太福音的第四章，我现在会为你去读出的。在当时耶稣受洗之后就被圣灵引导到去旷野，要受魔鬼的试探。耶稣禁食了40日40夜，后来他就肚饿了。之后那个试探人的魔鬼就走过来跟耶稣说，你如果是上帝的仔，你就可以将那些石头变成食物了。耶稣却是这样回答，他说圣经上面讲住，人去生活不是单单去靠食物，乃是要靠上帝口里面所出的一切说话。跟住魔鬼就带领耶稣进入了圣城耶路撒冷，叫耶稣站在圣殿的顶上面，就跟耶稣讲话，你啊，如果是上帝的仔啊，咪跳下去咯。圣经上面说嘛，主要为你吩咐他的使者拿手托住你啊，免得你只脚掂到石头啊。耶稣又对魔鬼说，圣经上面有记载说，你不可以试探主你的上帝。 魔鬼又带领耶稣去了一座最高的山，将世上面的万国和所有世界上面万国的荣华都指给耶稣看。魔鬼对耶稣说，你如果拜我，我就将你一切都赐晒给你。耶稣就说，撒旦行开啦，因为圣经上面记载着，当拜你的上帝单单要去侍奉他。于是魔鬼就离开了耶稣，有天使就来侍候耶稣了。
In this message and the next two, we will learn from the Lord Jesus Christ how to be victorious in a spiritual battle.
在今日的信息和之后两讲的分享里头，我们都会学习主耶稣基督是怎样在属灵征战上面得胜的。
These three temptations by the devil summarize the three areas of temptation in life.
其实魔鬼这三个试探是代表了生活里头三个的领域。
What are these three areas of temptation?
究竟这三个试探的领域是什么呢？
They are pleasure, popularity, and power.
原来是享乐、名声和权势。
All temptations in life fit into one of these three categories.
人生所有的诱惑都可以归于这三个类型的之一的。
Pleasure, popularity, and power.
享乐、名声和权势。
I want to speak to you today about the first temptation.
现在我想跟你讲一讲第一种的试探。
This temptation comes after Jesus had almost finished 40 days of fasting.
这个试探来临的时候，耶稣刚刚好禁食了40日了。
He was in desperate need of food.
正正是耶稣特别肚饿的时候。
It was not the first day that Satan came to him.
撒旦不是在第一日禁食的时候来试探主。
It wasn't even in the 20th day that Satan came to him.
又不是去到中间第20日的时候来试探主。
But it was nearly the end of his fast.
而是刚刚好在主要进入禁食的尾声的时候，
And Jesus had a choice.
耶稣有选择的机会的时候，
Should I wait for the Father's timing or should I do it my way?
耶稣可能会问一样东西，就是说我是不是应该等候父上帝的时间，还是我决定就可以呢？
Should I seek the glory of the Father or should I gratify my own desires?
我是不是应该去寻找父上帝的荣耀，还是我要满足自己的需要呢？
Should I be the servant of the Father's purpose or should I try to get the Father to serve my purpose?
我是应该服务于父上帝的目标，还是让父上帝去满足我的要求呢？
And my listening friend, this is the temptation that you and I face every day.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，这个是你每日都要面对的试探。
And there is one thing you have to acknowledge about the devil.
而今日我想跟你讲一件关于魔鬼的事，你一定要清楚的。
He is a master manipulator.
魔鬼是很擅长于操纵人的。
He picks his time and he chooses his place of attack very carefully.
魔鬼很精心地选择攻击的时间和地点的。
He often uses people as his mouthpiece.
他经常会利用人来代他发言的。
Sometimes the devil uses false teachers or godless counselors.
有时魔鬼会利用假教师或者不信上帝的辅导员。
Sometimes he uses carnal and arrogant Christians.
有时他会利用贪爱世界和骄傲自满的基督徒。
And he always appeals to our physical needs.
他总是会从我们肉体的欲望来诱惑我们。
He will say to you something like this.
他会跟你这样说。
You are a physical being and you need to gratify your physical appetites.
你都是肉体有肉体的人，你一定要有物质的满足的。
What is the devil doing?
究竟魔鬼喺度做紧啲乜嘢呢？
He is getting you to elevate the physical above the spiritual.
佢系喺度鼓动紧你，将物质需要凌驾喺心灵之上。
And that's what he was trying to do with Jesus.
佢就试图咁样去引诱耶稣。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are in perfect unity.
我想话俾你听，圣父、圣子、圣灵三个位格系完美嘅一体嚟噶。
And in that unity, Jesus was fasting in the wilderness.
而喺嗰种和谐嘅一体里面，耶稣就喺旷野里头禁食。
It was the will of the Trinity.
其实呢个就系三位一体嘅真正嘅上帝嘅意愿。
But the devil came in and he tried to put a wedge between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
但系魔鬼嚟咗，佢希望插支桩落去，喺植入去父子圣灵三个位格当中，让佢哋有一个唔和谐嘅因素。
Do you know why?
你知唔知点解啊？
Because he wanted to make two gods instead of one.
因为他想造成两个神代替独一的真神。
He was turning one against the other by appealing to the son's physical needs.
他想通过对圣子肉体上面的需要的诱惑，从而让到圣父和圣子对立。
My listening friend, let me tell you something of which you can be absolutely sure.
嗱，各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想同你讲一啲系毋庸置疑嘅嘢。
Wherever there is a dissension or a division，
嗱，当一件事情出现咗纷争或者分歧嘅时候
，Wherever there is disharmony or strife，
出现咗争竞，出现咗唔和谐嘅时候
，You can be sure the devil has brought sin into the relationship。
你就可以肯定魔鬼将罪带入咗去呢段关系里面。
The devil tries to divide relationships between husband and wife.
魔鬼尝试住让夫妻嘅关系破裂。
He tries to divide children and parents.
佢尝试住让父母同埋儿女对立。
He tries to divide believers.
佢尝试住喺信徒之间造成分裂。
And whenever there is a division, you can be sure the devil has gotten into the situation.
无论几时出现咗纷争，你都可以肯定魔鬼已经介入其中了。
The first temptation the devil lobbed at Jesus was this.
但是你可以见到魔鬼呢，向耶稣抛过来的第一个试探是这样的。
The devil wanted Jesus to go for the shortcut.
魔鬼希望耶稣能够走捷径。
For he knew that if Jesus took the shortcut,
因为他知道如果耶稣肯走捷径的话，
he would put a wedge between Jesus and the Father.
魔鬼就成功了在耶稣和天父上帝之间插入了一支桩，导致他们不和谐。
Remember this, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你记住。
Jesus came from heaven to do the Father's will, not his own.
耶稣从天上而来，是为了完成天父的旨意，而不是为了谋求他自己的意愿。
He said, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
他说我的食物就是要进行那个派我来的上帝的旨意，来造成他的工作。
Satan wanted to move Jesus from self-surrender to self-centeredness.
撒旦想将耶稣从那个甘心信服的境界推入去自我中心里面。
Had Satan succeeded in getting Jesus to go against the will of the Father,
如果撒旦成功引诱耶稣违背父上帝的旨意，
then Satan would have succeeded in creating an irreparable split within the Trinity.
咁撒旦就会成功在三位一体之间制造了一个不可挽回的分裂。
Satan longed for Jesus to take power into his own hands.
撒旦希望耶稣将权柄据为己有。
And he wanted him to use his power for his own needs and his own goals.
然后他希望耶稣为了自己的需要、自己的目标来利用这些权柄。
And don't ever forget, my listening friend, that Jesus is God of very God.
记得哦，耶稣本身就是真神。
He has the power to heal the sick.
他有能力去医病。
Give sight to the blind.
能够让盲人看见。
Make the lame walk.
跛的可以行翻。
Jesus can raise the dead.
死的可以复活。
Walk on water.
他可以在水面上面行走。
And yes, feed the hungry.
并且可以让到肚饿的人得到饱足。
And when Jesus was hungry himself, the devil tried to tempt him.
所以当耶稣自己肚饿的时候，魔鬼就引诱他了。
Satan said,
撒旦就说，
Now use your power to meet your own needs.
现在用你的权能满足你肚饿的需要了。
Now use your power for personal gain.
现在用你的大能来满足你自己的利益了。
Why wait for the Father's timing?
点解要等父上帝啊？
Do you know, my listening friend, what would have happened if Jesus had fallen for Satan's temptation?
我哋亲爱嘅听众朋友，你知道吗？如果耶稣陷入咗去撒旦嘅试探嘅时候，会有啲乜嘢结果？
He would have been a victim.
耶稣就会成为一个牺牲品。
But more than that,
更加严重嘅系。
If Jesus had sinned,
如果耶稣犯过罪的话，
you and I would have been enslaved to sin and hell in this life and for eternity.
你和我不单止这一生都要被罪所奴役，生活在地狱里面，而且永永远远都不能够再翻身了。
But thank the Lord, Jesus Christ won the victory over Satan.
但是感谢上帝，耶稣基督已经赢了撒旦。
And now Jesus Christ empowers us to win the victory every time we are tempted.
并且耶稣基督俾我哋有能力，每一次我哋努力过嘅时候，就能够战胜试探。
But I'm sure the question on most of our minds is how did Jesus win the victory?
我相信喺好多人嘅头脑里面都有呢个问题，就系耶稣点样赢到胜利呢？
Now listen carefully. I want to tell you how.
请你仔细去听，而家我就话俾你听。
Jesus won the victory by believing and fully trusting and obeying the word of God.
原来耶稣是因为完全的信任和完全的信服上帝的话语而赢得胜利。
Jesus answered the devil saying in Matthew 4:4,
耶稣在马太福音第四章第四节那里回答魔鬼的时候这样说，
It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
圣经上面记载着人去生活不是单靠食物，乃是要靠上帝口里面所出的一切话。
Where did these words come from?
这些圣经的话语是哪里的？
They came from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 3.
是出自申命记，旧约申命记第八章第三节。
You see, my listening friend, Jesus as a young boy studied the Bible.
亲爱的听众朋友，耶稣在年少的时候就学习圣经。
He filled his mind with the word of God.
他用上帝的话语充满了自己的头脑。
At the age of 12, he was teaching the word of God to men three times his age.
在十二岁的时候，他就向那些年龄大他三倍的人教导上帝的话语。
And when your mind is equipped with the word of God, regardless of your age, you will be the victor.
当你头脑里面装备了上帝的话语的时候，无论你几老都好，几年轻都好，你都会是一个赢家。
The Lord Jesus studied and memorized the word of God.
主耶稣学习并且记住上帝的话语。
He taught and defended the word of God.
耶稣教导并且捍卫上帝的话语。
He lived it through the example of his life.
耶稣用自己的生活作为一个典范，活出了上帝的话语。
Those of you who are fathers and mothers, please listen carefully.
你们中间为人父母的，请你仔细去听。
If you live out the word of God in your life,
如果你在生活里头活出了上帝的话语，
you will make a powerful impact on your children.
你就能够俾子女一个强而有力嘅影响。
And therefore, how you live your life for God is far more important than all the words you speak.
因此你点样为上帝而活，远远比你所讲嘅说话更加重要。
My listening friend,
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友
，If you have a Bible,
如果你有圣经嘅话。
You must read it regularly.
你应该时常去阅读它。
And let the word of God work inside of you daily.
让上帝的话语每一日在你里面那里做事。
Or else, sooner or later, you will be a victim and not a victor.
否则的话，你会最终成为一个牺牲品而不是胜利者。
A famous preacher once said,
一位著名的传道人有一次这样说。
That the Bible that is falling apart usually belongs to a life that is not.
一本被揭烂咗嘅圣经通常系属于一个生命系完全唔烂、生命系完整嘅人。
The key to Jesus' victory over Satan can be summarized in these words.
耶稣战胜撒旦嘅关键可以从以下几个字当中揾到。
It is written.
经上面记载着，圣经上面记载着。
Jesus resisted Satan by depending on the word of God.
耶稣依靠上帝的话语来抵抗撒旦。
And so, my listening friend, as I conclude, let me tell you this.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，在信息结束的时候，我想告诉你听。
Knowing and obeying the word of God will always make you a victor and not a victim.
了解并且遵从上帝的话语，将会让你成为一个胜利者，而不再是一个牺牲品。
See what Jesus is saying here to the devil.
请你看看耶稣在这里跟魔鬼说了什么。
He is saying, Satan, I believe the word of my father.
他是说，撒旦，我相信我天父的说话。
Satan, I fully trust in the word of my father.
撒旦，我完全信任我天父讲的说话。
Satan, I am guided by the word of my father.
撒旦，我完全是被天父的说话所引导。
Satan, I will obey the word of my father.
撒旦，我会遵从我天父的话语。
What did Jesus mean by saying man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God?
耶稣说人去生活不是单靠食物，乃是靠上帝口里面所讲的一切话，是什么意思呢？
He is saying that spiritual food is far more important than physical food.
耶稣的意思是说，灵粮是比面包对我们更加重要。
And yet, my listening friend, look at how much time and effort we spend in our physical food.
但是各位亲爱的听众朋友，你想想我们用了多少时间去买那些实体的食物，用了多少时间赚钱去为那些食物去糊口呢？
But my beloved friends, to be a victor and not a victim, you have to follow the example of Jesus.
但是各位亲爱的听众朋友，想成为一个胜利者而不是牺牲品，你一定要效法耶稣的样式。
To defeat the devil every time, put the word of God into practice.
要想每次都能够击败魔鬼，你一定要随时应用上帝的话语。
Obedience is the key to unleashing the power of God in your life.
而顺服就是你生命能够释放上帝话语能力的关键。
I can tell you that all the teaching and all the preaching will not make you a victor.
我可以告诉你听。所有的教导和讲道都不能够让你成为一个胜利者。
But obeying the word of God will.
但是遵守上帝的话语却能使你胜利。
Today you can choose to be a victor or a victim.
今日你愿意选择做胜利者，定是做一个牺牲品呢？各位听众朋友，希望你做一个好好的抉择。现在我想送上给你一首歌，这首歌叫做《唯独靠他》。我们面对试探，面对引诱，只需要靠着我们的上帝口里面所出的一切话语。送上给你，唯独靠他。刚刚送上给你这首叫做《唯独靠他》。这首《唯独靠他》，我们要知道，我们要完全信赖上帝的话语。人去生活不是单靠食物，乃是靠我们上帝口里面所出的一切话。希望我们都时常谨记，愿上帝赐福给你。再会。